All right. My name is Loy Vo. I am 18 years old. Today is February the 12th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Lane Agee, or Ms. Agee, who is my teacher at White Station High School. We're recording this interview in Memphis, Tennessee. All right. So tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up here in Memphis. I went to White Station High School. I enjoyed high school. I was an okay student. I wasn't the smartest person in the class, but I had a good time, and I worked, and I did stuff with my friends after school, pretty much like y'all do now. We didn't have any electronics like you do.
What kind of job did you have?
I didn't have a job. I take it back. I had Saturday mornings. I worked in my father's office to earn money for gas. But people, when I was growing up, didn't have none of my friends had after-school jobs. We just didn't do that then. This was in the 60s.
What was gas expensive, or like relative to like how much you made?
When I first got my driver's license, it was a quarter a gallon. So I earned about $5 a week, and that paid for a tank of gas and maybe a movie on the weekend and stuff to eat. Everything I needed.
Did you have a nickname, and how did you get it?
No, just Lane.
Did you have any siblings?
I have a brother who is 6.5 years younger, and he was so much younger than I am that we never really did much together until he went to college. Then we got to be friends because he couldn't type. They didn't have electric typewriters. But I got a typewriter for a graduation present, and he would mail me his papers, and I would type them and mail them back to him on a manual typewriter.
How much were those?
I don't know. Oh. My parents had it, but it wasn't electric.
Was that the ones where you like type in it? Like...
And you hit the thing, and yeah. I took typing. I had a typing class here at White Station, and we had a whole room full of manual typewriters. That's how I had strong pinkies.
But that must be like a really loud class. But like,
it was.
I guess you already answered, but like, did you like school? Why or why not?
I like school. I like talking to people. I probably did all the things that I tell y'all not to do. Like talking class.
How different is like the school system now compared to like when you went to school?
Very different. I think people are more respectful then. Teachers, and I mean, I was afraid to ever do anything wrong. As far as my parents were concerned, the teacher was always right. And most people grew up that way. But I think school's a lot harder now than it was back then too. There's a lot more competition.
Yeah.
We didn't have an optional program. I didn't even know. I found out later there were honors classes. I just wasn't in them.
Did they? They had AP classes then, right?
Maybe English, and I think they may have had calculus, but that was it. But I didn't take them.
What's like one thing you would kind of change like now? Like,
if I could go back, golly. Well, I made it through high school and got to the college I wanted, so I don't know, maybe talk to more people, different people, outside of my group of friends.
What about, like, changing, like, the school system, like, anything you want to change about, like, right now, like?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean.
Oh, like, maybe they make you do this certain thing for the curriculum,
yeah.
You're like, oh.
To let teachers teach, not worry about testing as much. And I think most teachers know what they're doing, and I think y'all are over-tested.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that impacted your life while you were growing up.
I had the same English teacher for 2 years. I think it was in the 10th and 11th grade. And she was an English teacher, and she was great. All I remember is, you know how you will analyze poetry and stuff?
Yeah.
She had us analyzing music or songs, because it was poetry, but it was songs that were popular at the time, and that was fun. I still remember that, and I like that.
What songs were popular then? Or like,
oh, I remember doing analyzing the Sounds of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel.
I think I reckon.
Okay, never. I gotta listen to it. It's a good song.
Okay, so speaking of like poetry, I guess, actually a really good segue. So in class, we're talking about like the Victorian era in general, and
okay.
Like
I'm not bad on.
But there was like one author. His name was like Alfred Edward Hussman. I think I got that right. And title of his poem was "When I Was 1 in 20," and like it was kind of like about So this like wise man told him like, hey, just give money. Don't give like too much away. Like in a way of like when you meet someone, just give money, but don't give your heart away or like too much of that in some sense. And he was like, oh, I'm telling you, that doesn't matter to me. And then the old man like comes back again saying like more of that, like more elaborate. And then like the last two lines he says, but I was 1 in 20. No, wait, I mistake that. I was like, so, but I was 1 in 20, no use to talk to me. That was his response to the old man, like giving him advice. And then the last few lines he said, and I am 2 in 20, and oh, tis true, saying like, oh, that old man always said was kind of true, kind of like, I kind of regret not like listening to him and stuff. So like, did you have any like similar experience for someone like older than you gave you advice?
I realized when I got to college, and I didn't, you know, when you're in class, you don't know how much you're learning. You're kind of sometimes halfway listening. When I got to college, I realized what a great senior English teacher I had, because I knew everything that we were doing in college already. And I never appreciated when I was in the class. And even now, I wish I'd gone back and thanked her, and I didn't, and I wish I had.
For me, that's why I wanted to take like a lot of AP classes, just to, like for the experience, and maybe like, all right, if I can do well, I'll get a credit. But I still might, like even then, if I get like a good score, I still want to like retake it, just to be like, just to make
just
sure.
Just make sure you know that.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that. But I'm going to lunch Thursday. I'm going to skip out on sixth period. With there's a group of teachers who were my teachers, and they're still alive.
Ooh.
And I'm going to meet them for lunch.
Oh, is it like you and your friends, like? Anyone who took them, they're all going together.
Uh-huh,
and like,
we're all good.
That's
they,
so
they
cool.
Meet from they're a former teachers group. They meet every month, and I just found out about it, so I'm going to join them. They're meeting down the street, so I'm going to go have lunch with them.
Wait, do they teach like programming things too, or like just
and
everything?
This didn't exist when I was in high school.
Oh.
These computers, these were invented after I was out of college.
How did you know you wanted to become, like, a teacher?
I've wanted to be a teacher since I was in the second grade. I don't know why, but I just, that's what I wanted to do.
Was there any other career you thought of before teaching?
No, well, I've done other things. I worked for a business doing computer stuff. I like working with high school kids, and I've taught everything from kindergarten to college. I like high school the best.
Wait, what did you teach in... elementary school, or like
I like little kids. I like playing with them and looking at them. I don't want to teach them. It sounds terrible. I want somebody I can talk to and have a conversation and not say quit poking each other, quit touching each other.
Like,
I want, yeah.
Rational thinking, like, okay, that's why you're doing this. Or
yep. That's and I respect elementary teachers immensely, because I sure couldn't do it.
Well, I guess this doesn't make sense, but did you consider teaching anything else before programming classes?
I started out as a special ed teacher. I was in the hearing impaired program here. I can sign.
Oh, was that like the first thing you taught when you came here?
Mm-hmm. And somebody donated, this was in the early 80s, somebody donated a computer to the school, and nobody even knew how to turn it on. And I had just gotten married, and my husband was an engineer and bought the third Apple sold in Memphis. To turn it on, you had to hook it up to a cassette player. But it had Space Invaders on it. And I would sit up and I'd play Space Invaders. So when nobody knew how to turn it on, I knew how to turn it on. So I became a computer teacher. I started taking classes and went back to school.
Wait, what kind of computers do they have here? Like
The first ones were Apple. We may have, I can't remember if we had 28 or six, mine at home at 16K. We're in the gigs now, okay? It's 1,000.
Yeah.
That's bytes of memory, which is nothing. We didn't have hard drives. We didn't, I think the first ones, we didn't even have floppy drives. I mean, this was the very beginning.
Yeah. What got you into, like, programming in general?
When I knew how to turn it on. And I started taking classes, and I liked it. It was like doing puzzles all day.
Thinking of the jobs you've held, what are some of your, like, the most and least favorite ones?
Teaching elementary school was my least. I mean, they were cute, but I just didn't like teaching them. I like teaching the AP classes. But I like teaching classes I can be creative in. And AP actually isn't as creative, but I just like the AP classes.
You kind of answered this a little bit, but did you have any careers before you became a teacher?
Just normal college stuff.
Like just part-time, just for money.
Not anything you call a career.
How long have you been teaching?
33 years. But I took a long time off when my children were little.
What are your some favorite work stories?
Favorite what stories?
Work stories.
Oh, God. I think my favorite one is I had a student. You took the class last year, right? Well, you've been in my other class.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there was one before that was a non-honors class, and it was in scratch analysis. It was just real simple. And I had a girl, I think she was in ninth grade, and she skipped all the time. She didn't make good grades. She just didn't want to be here. But she loved the animations we were doing. And mine was the only class she never skipped. And she was always here for me. And at the end of the year, at the end of the semester, I think I just made up a little certificate. And this girl was tough. She was a rough girl. But I gave her the certificate for the most improved, and the entire class stood up and clapped for her, and she cried. And that has always just really touched me, that at least it made a difference to somebody. That's my favorite story.
Do you know where she is now, or, like, follow-up or anything?
I think she left White Station. I don't even know. And when she finished the year, never saw or heard from her again. I hope she's okay.
So what was kind of like peak technology, I guess?
What?
I guess what was like the highest, I'm not sure how to phrase it. Kind of like, what was like the most impressive thing that was like kind of made, like when you were growing up, I guess? Like technology wise, I guess.
Growing up?
I guess growing up or like in general.
I didn't even have a cassette until I was going to college. But it was a technology. we didn't get a color TV till my senior year in high school, so I guess that was it.
Because I was thinking that because, like...
No, I mean, none of the stuff y'all have now.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, for us growing up, like, 2000 stuff, I'm like, all the iPhones and stuff came out looking like 2006 or something.
That was
like,
science fiction. That was right up there with the Jetsons and flying cars.
Like, Back in the Future stuff on that.
No, color TV was big time.
I guess, okay, what was some, like... some problems back then that kind of like seemed impossible to fix, but like were like soon resolved with like, you know, technology and stuff.
With technology?
Or like just in general?
We didn't have tech. We had dial phones and black and white TV. That was it.
I guess what I meant to say was like, what seemed almost unachievable, but then we got there eventually, kind of like, dang, that's kind of crazy.
I never really paid attention to that stuff growing up.
Yeah.
I watched the Jetsons. I wanted a robot. I just wasn't even conscious of technology or anything like that back then.
Because I guess it wasn't that big, so you don't really think about it. You just kind of just go by.
Yeah, well, we didn't have access to anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because it was probably, like, really expensive, like, only...
It was expensive, but it didn't exist.
Yeah.
I mean, they were still using mainframes when I was in college. So these had not been embedded yet.
All right, so kind of like a final question, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Any, like, general advice for, like, people or, like, students or anything?
Yeah, get off your phones and listen. Seriously. I have two grandchildren. One's a year old, one's four, and they know how to swipe pictures on my phone. And it scares me. I mean, people don't talk to each other. I've seen people at the dinner table not talking to each other on phones. Get off your phone. That's my advice. Get off your phones and talk to people.
Okay, do you want, are you writing or are you...